The mermaid was lying on the hospital bed, looking distinctly unmermaidish. And not just because she was in her human form. Brittany's shell looked more like a zombie, with her skin the color of cigar ash and ghoulish lines of black stitches across her forehead, cheeks, and neck. I turned to face the only other person in the room, the woman who'd summoned me out of my dorm in the middle of the night to the school's infirmary, for a reason I was sure I didn't want to know. Lady Elaine stood near the foot of the bed, her pale, cloudy eyes fixed on Brittany. She was an old woman, and tiny, hardly bigger than a kid. But that didn't make her any less intimidating. As a chief advisor to the Magi Senate, her presence at Arkwell Academy meant trouble. "What happened to her?" I said. A grimace crossed Lady Elaine's thin face, turning the wrinkles into deep crevices.
"We don't know. That's why you're here. To help us find out."
"Me? What can I do?"
"You're a nightmare."
I frowned. Not because this was an insult or anything. It was true. I am a nightmare. Or at least a half one. My mom's a full nightmare, but my dad's an ordinary human. Not that you can tell by looking at me. For the most part, nightmares look like ordinaries, but we're magical beings who feed on human dreams.
"You want me to dream feed on her?"
"Precisely," Lady Elaine said, clanking her teeth. I didn't know why I was surprised. There wasn't any other reason a person as important as Lady Elaine would want someone like me here. Brittany and I were friends, but given the number of Magikind police officers waiting out in the hallway, I didn't think this was a bedside vigil. I shifted my weight from one foot to the other.
"How's that supposed to help? Dream feeding doesn't heal people, right? I mean, if it does, then calling my kind nightmares is like a false advertisement."
Lady Elaine scowled.
"Now's not the time for cheek, Destiny Everhart."
"It's dusty," I mumbled, looking back at Brittany. Guilt made my skin prickle. Lady Elaine was right. Now wasn't the time for smart-ass remarks, but I couldn't help it. Seeing Brittany like this freaked me out, an event that never failed to make my mouth run away with me. Lady Elaine let out an exaggerated sigh. Out of the corner of my eye, I watched her turn and sit down in a chair on the other side of the bed. Like everything else in the room, the chair was the mottled gray color of cinder blocks. Lady Elaine's feet dangled 2 inches above the ground.
"You're here because you might be able to identify Brittany's attacker by what you see in her dream."
More confused than ever, I swung toward her. It wasn't the first time I'd been asked to identify a bad guy through someone's dream. A few months ago, I discovered I was a dream seer, that I could see the future in certain dreams. But I thought my dream seer skills only work in Eli's dreams. Lady Elaine waved a hand at me.
"I'm not asking you to predict the future, but to read the past."
"Huh?" She sighed again, clearly at the end of her patience. Not that this was anything new. She crossed one leg over the other, feet swinging.
"Whoever attacked Brittany did so less than an hour ago. And as far as we can tell, she's been in a constant dream state ever since. If she saw the person, there's a good chance his image has left a residue on her dream."
"A residue?"
"Yes, a magical residue," said Lady Elaine. "She was hit by a powerful curse, one we haven't been able to identify yet. But all magic leaves traces of the person who wielded it, and only a very few Magikind would be skilled enough to remove those traces."